Oh yeah, I'm not functioning. You call me.
Do you think that they are? Do you think they'll ever have like CBD tampons or like nicotine tampons? Because like CBD is supposed to help with periods, so why wouldn't you put a little aphrodisiac up there?
Yeast infection?
Maybe.
Yeah.
But if it's coconut based, it's probably hygienic.
Also, there's like Diva cups now.
That's so gross.
Yeah, I don't do that.
I got it.
I am just put a couple drops of CBD oil in your Diva cup.
Yeah, maybe.
Chug it afterwards.
I'm a free bleeder.
Just let the aroma.
You free bleed?
Shut the fuck up.
You what? Mm-hmm. What is... Okay, hang on. What does that entail?
It's going to entail us shampooing this fucking chair.
What in tarnation?
It is springtime, and I just posted spring dates. We added new tour dates. I'm not looking at them right now, but
Dallas, San Antonio, Dallas on the 18th, San Antonio.
I'm gonna pull it out
on the 19th.
I'm pulling it out.
City on the 20th.
Grandpa,
you're at Zany's on the 21st.
4/18 Dallas, Texas. 4/19 San Antonio. The two shows, San Antonio. 4/20 Oklahoma City at the Pharmacy Dispensary. 4/21 Nashville, Nashville Comedy Festival. Shake and Jake live crowd work show in the new room at Zany's, the lab. 4/24, April 24th, Chicago, Illinois, at Zany's Chicago. 5/5, Gig Harbor, Washington, Upper Peninsula, Seattle, what's up? And 5/4, Rip City Comedy Festival, Portland, Oregon, let's go. AJWilkerson.com for tickets.
Give baby a cigarette.
You want your own?
I'm sorry?
You want your own?
Yeah. Thank you. Do you want to split it with me?
I'm down for that.
Because it is going to take 35 minutes.
Yeah.
To smoke it.
Okay. Oh,
sweet, sweet juice.
Mm.
Smoky smoke.
Smoky smoke.
God, I know it's killing me every time I fucking pull it in.
Do you smoke like regularly, normally?
When I'm out at Mike's. If I'm doing stand-up, I'm smoking.
You're out at Mike's?
Yeah.
Is this Mike?
I guess
I don't know
is.
The lingo yet.
At an open mic.
Or oh, at an open mic. Out at Mike's.
Yeah, that's where you're like trying new shit.
If I'm performing, I'm smoking.
I'm like learning about comedy.
I
from
love
these
to get
jabronis.
I love to, like, right before I go on stage, I love standing right out the door with my foot cracked in here waiting
does
for my name
you?
Going.
The smoke?
No. He's a stand up. He's
parent,
around this
my
shit.
My parent.
Well, I'm getting a little high. I have like a little
already.
My parents smoked my whole life. Jake smokes. I'm used to it.
Okay.
Yeah. I hang around our comics who smoke.
I don't do it very often. I try not to. I switch to vaping, but I like a cigarette every now and then. I'm just not supposed to smoke.
Cheers, babe. So nice to meet you.
You too.
Karen. Heard a lot of good things about
I've
you.
I've heard so many ambivalent.
Oh, great.
No, I've heard really beautiful things and a couple of slanders. And
that's fine. They're all true. Whatever.
Yeah. No, you seem great. You seem. Let me just give you my
oh,
raw
yeah,
take,
tell me what you think about.
My raw take.
Yeah, give
my
it.
My raw take.
Give it
you
to me.
Are,
lay it on me.
You are, you could be a reality star. Mm-hmm. You speak your mind. No, I'm not saying because you want it, but just for like the focus. Mm-hmm. You speak your mind. You got a little bit of a sass. You went in. The story with AJ where you came in and you order for everyone, that's like from Kardashian shit. So you got the pizzazz, but you don't want to do stand-up. You don't want to be a performer.
He literally just told me I should do stand-up.
You should. You're so funny.
I say that to everyone I meet.
You say that to everybody you meet?
Yeah. Most of them.
What if they're not funny?
Try it. Then they learn that.
I don't think I could do like a bit on a stage in front of people. I think I'm like really... I could like... I used to do theater.
You should podcast
then. I used to do...
You'd be a great podcast.
I used to be an improv coach... I did like comedy sports.
Or a great reality show host.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's But all the good juju. I just shot a pilot for something, so I'm hoping that takes
off. Come on, dog.
Yeah,
for
girl.
A minute when you said shot a pilot, my brain went to like you were on a plane and took it over for a second. I was like, whoa.
Mama didn't come.
That's so me.
You really do order for everyone.
That brings us to the question I've been waiting this whole time to ask.
What?
Because you shot a pilot. Mm-hmm. Can I say who is?
Mm.
Can I bleep say it, who bleep it, yet? Bleep it. We'll just bleep it.
No, it's important.
Is it?
To my question.
Oh, okay.
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 Go.
So you shot a pilot mm-hmm. for your show mm-hmm. with Reese Witherspoon.
Mm-hmm. I did.
And I've been waiting this whole time, ever since I've known you, to ask this question.
It's going to be so stupid.
Does she taste like the candy?
Of course she does. She's the best.
Have you bubble bathed?
We haven't taken a bath together yet. I'm working on it.
Dude, we got a bucket list of bubble baths.
Can I tell you guys something? Mm-hmm. I bought these tonight. What I bought these. They're little nicotine pouches. This was the last one. It was the front one in their display case.
Is that a chew? It's
already gone. There's nothing.
No.
Is it I paid for plastic.
There's nothing. I thought you did them all already. Oh my God.
She got the very last one. The guy literally opened up the display case and gave her the display can.
And charged you money?
Thinking it wasn't empty.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
You went, oh yeah, this feels right.
Well, I mean, I was high.
Everybody was like, you were high. Oh.
Yeah.
And he kind of just like snagged it and set it down on the counter.
Yeah.
And so.
This product contains nicotine. No, it doesn't.
Oh yeah, I'm not functioning. You call me.
Do you think that they are? Do you think they'll ever have like CBD tampons or like nicotine tampons? Because like CBD is supposed to help with periods, so why wouldn't you put a little aphrodisiac up there?
Yeast infection?
Maybe.
Yeah.
But if it's coconut based, it's probably hygienic.
Also, there's like Diva cups now.
That's so gross.
Yeah, I don't do that.
I got it.
I am just put a couple drops of CBD oil in your Diva cup.
Yeah, maybe.
Chug it afterwards.
I'm a free bleeder.
Just let the aroma.
You free bleed?
Shut I'm the a
free
fuck bleeder. Up.
You what? Mm-hmm. What is... Okay, hang on. What does that entail?
It's going to entail us shampooing this fucking chair.
No, I have a tampon in right now. But
oh, hell yeah.
When I'm at home, I free bleed. I just wear like underwear that...
Is absorbent.
Yeah, it's better for your body.
Oh, yeah. Really?
My
do you cramps?
Like, so you're like, nope.
Yeah, I have no cramps.
But do you bleed a lot?
Yeah, like,
I don't bleed a lot.
Oh, see, it's a bloodbath. It's like Passion of the Christ down there when I can't free bleed. I gotta lock this shit up.
Shout out to Mel Gibson.
same as these, though, dude. Every month when my hemorrhoid fucking pops out, just free bleeding, dude, just really? In there.
We originally said join the Patreon so I could have money for living expenses. Let's get him health care.
I have health care. It's just very bad health care, dude. It's called government health care.
Oh, is it bad?
VA health care?
Is it?
Oh, it's the worst.
Yeah.
It's literally the worst.
Like,
so I've had 3 colonoscopies at mm-hmm. this point mm-hmm. to try and figure out why I
after
bleed
two,
so much.
It's just recreational.
Well, no. What happens is you...
Do you think it's stress, babe?
Oh, probably.
Yeah.
Probably stress and poor diet, dude.
Oh, yeah.
I eat like a raccoon.
And one fly.
Just wherever I can find the food.
You should get a bidet. It'll help.
Do you think?
Yeah, water? Because then you're not wiping so vigorous.
Are you a vigorous wiper?
Maybe, dude. Probably, dude.
You fucking DJs that shit.
You see how fast my hands get? I'm excited.
If I've been
pushing, dude, I'm wiping vigorously.
Man, hemorrhoids. What a motherfucker of a
Luckily,
situation.
Luckily, I've avoided that for most.
I've had one.
Wait
till
you get older, honey.
I'm 33. I think I'm past the threshold.
No.
I also have a squatty potty and a bidet, so I'm like, it just eases out.
Yeah.
He squatty also mostly shits awesome. Outside.
And I'm an alcoholic.
No, perfect.
I'm straining.
That's great for your asshole. That's great for colon cancer.
Okay, so back to the tampons. That would never be a thing. That's not a business we just started. CBD what? Tampons?
CBD tampons?
Because you take
I'm
CBD.
I'm going to say no.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll just take an edible.
Speaking from
Sharks,
somebody that has a pussy.
I'm looking for $10,000.
I worked with one of them the other day.
There has to be like a company out there that sells like essential oils for your pussy.
Yes. Yeah, I have like oils for my pussy.
They have a wrap now. They have a pussy blanket that's supposed to, it's like a mask for your pussy. It's like
you can do a yoni steam.
Oh my god. That it's called Yoni is so perfect.
It is
perfect.
Called Yoni.
That's like the fucking Bernie Madoff.
Yoni does. Yoni sounds like a Japanese restaurant whose specialty is steamed clams.
I'm pretty sure Yoni's a videographer here in town.
CBD tampons already exist.
Do they?
Mm-hmm.
What's the rating on Amazon? Probably 4.9 stars.
I don't know. Well, give me a second. CBD tampon, Amazon.
We need a producer who can just pull this shit up.
Yeah, I'm doing my best here. What do you want from me?
Nothing.
4.3.
Hmm. That's good. Out of 5?
Yeah.
That's nice.
Here's another one, though. 2.7. Got to find the right one.
You got to find the right one.
So got to find the right dealer.
There's a market opportunity here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. pH is strict.
So that seems to be the general rule for putting things in your vaginas. You just got to find the right thing.
Yeah. You've been with a guy that has done you wrong and given you things.
A yeast?
Yeah.
A yeast or a
UTIs a lot.
That's why you're asexual. That would be, yeah.
I get UTI because my urinary tract system is fucked up. I've had like 29 kidney stones. Yeah, so it's like I get sex, UTI, doesn't matter.
Brought to you by Coke Zero.
And Miller Lite.
Maybe that has something to do with why you don't want to have sex, because you're like, no.
Not worth it.
I think that might be part of it, because it's like every time that happens, it's painful, it's a hassle, sucks. I have to go to the doctor, it's like, I'm good.
Yeah. Would you ever go to like a tantric retreat where they teach you how to have good sex?
A 1,000,000%. Let's go.
If someone else paid for it.
I'll Friend pay for it. Pod. Let's go.
Dude, let's do a podcast on a tantra machine. I'm just kicked out immediately.
I've always wanted to.
Yeah.
No.
You lost the plot, dude. Yeah. Yeah, no.
It's like this guy came on the bus right here.
I've always wanted to do one of those like ayahuasca things.
That would be cool.
Yeah. So
what does that mean?
Like pay to like go somewhere.
Oh, you know
meditation.
What Chris wants to do? Yeah. Fuck my brain. I can't.
This is Hoppe. The movie.
Hoppe.
That's
yeah. like
where they
my
like
friend
stab
Chris,
you with it.
No, you like he blow like a healer would blow it into your nose.
Uh-huh.
So you get shotgunned it.
Yeah. And it goes into your brain and it like clears your.
I want
to
do
just
that.
Everything. Yeah, I want to have Chris over to do
so
like
this.
Some cool
what we're talking
shit.
About is what me and Jake wrote that horror comedy movie script about. Is like he and I run a camp where people come to do drugs.
I love that premise.
Yeah.
Like so, we have a sweat lodge where everybody comes and does shit and stuff together.
The Diva Cup part two is
get a cameo. Get Tom Green just to do a cameo.
There's a joke in this movie script that Jake and I wrote. We have almost 30,000. We have 30,000 downloads on the podcast recently. So all of you out there, if you want to see this, chime in. But we wrote this movie script where there's like it's like a camp slasher comedy, but there's a killer on the loose, and we're all kind of like hunkered down in one like building together, and the girls all sneak off to the bathroom because one of the girls used the Diva Cup for the first time, and she put it in wrong, like she gets the plug messed up on it, so she can't get it out. It's stuck, so the girls are trying to help her get it out, and
they start
yelling like they're pulling it out like she's delivering a baby, and they're screaming. And so we hear the screaming. We're like, the killer. And so I go busting in the girl's bathroom door. I scream. They scream. The Diva Cup comes loose. I get splattered with Diva Cup blood. We all scream again, and I faint.
Insane.
So funny.
It sounds like it's like real.
Can't you picture it?
Yeah, I just did.
I love when AJ talks because you can picture it.
Yeah.
I have sisters.
Yeah, you're a good storyteller.
Yeah. The old like the movie scripts that you've been coming up with are just
I love the idea of like a drug, just a fucking a night of chaos where everyone's drug is going weird, a little weird. Some guy gets enlightened, another guy is in the woods with a bear. You have period.
Just another guy.
The killer is a guy who had a bad trip at our camp and blames us, but he fucked a bunch of chickens. Dude.
But is there even a dead guy, is everyone so high they think he's dead?
I can't give away the whole movie, but there are a bunch of like false starts with the killers trying to kill people, and they're so fucked up they just accidentally kill themselves.
All right, I like it.
Yeah, don't
it's like
it all
scary
away.
Movie a little bit.
Yeah, I miss those movies. They used to make like good ones, like Scary Movie 1, 2, 3. Those all were like awesome.
So Taryn, you sent me that article a little while ago.
I did.
Like the article about like the Hollywood industry stuff and how like basically they're like hunkering down and like rolling back on a lot of stuff, like scaling back.
Okay.
And they're not going to do as many. They're not going to do as many of like the big blockbuster movies and big budget movies. They're looking for a bunch more like low budget stuff and stuff that can be shot and turned around very quickly, which guess what? Those are called comedies.
And also,
those are called comedies.
Yes.
We've been here the whole time waiting for you guys to be like, oh, what do we need? Call us off the bench.
But also, I feel like indie projects are less risk, higher reward because they're not tethered to the brand of the big dog that's going to get canceled. So they can pick up something once it's like culturally relevant and like made its way through, but they can't green light it like studio presents. But they can find the talent and develop, foster the talent. I feel like after the cancel culture is pushing back, and now whatever's coming next is like people just like the world's gonna end. We're all gonna die soon. Let's let's like have good movies again, maybe.
Yeah.
Make some good movies.
Yeah.
To distract us.
instead of regurgitating the same stuff over and over again, let's get some fresh stories that can be told in like cool ways and like shot in cool new ways, and don't all just look the exact same.
Yeah,
there's a group of people that are doing that.
That's good.
Wire, yuck. They're not making
A24.
A24
kind of
rules.
A24 kind of rules.
You have some good stuff. Do you have a favorite movie? Are you into movies and shit?
I hate cinematic adventures. No, I love movies.
For a second, I was like,
no, I fucking love movies.
I've just
The Birdcage, one of my favorite fucking movies.
With Sandra Bullock?
No,
That's Bird Box.
Yeah, okay. Tu Wan Fu. Thanks for Everything, Julie Newmar.
Oh yes,
yes.
Okay. Why are you crying, little Latin boy in drag?
Just a boy in a dress. Bridesmaids, probably.
Dude, I love Bridesmaids.
Okay, That's what I love about that. Diva cup scene is it reminds me of the shitting in the sink scene from Bridesmaids. Yeah.
It's coming out of me like lava.
Where Maya Rudolph shit in the street. That's where I lived. The building in LA. They shot it in a building.
That's right, so cool.
Dude, I love the picture.
Looked out of your window and was like, what is happening?
I love the picture that you were the extra actually shitting.
Yeah, they're like, Taryn.
But I'm going to meet Reese Witherspoon.
Or the stand-in, like while they're setting up the shot. You just have to stay squatted in the street for hours.
You just have to incubate this turd on the fucking main road.
Yeah, sit on it like Mother Goose and keep it warm. God. You're going to keep it warm for Maya?
I would.
We all would.
Maya's wonderful.
She's so funny. Yeah.
She's so funny.
I would love
great
to
actress.
Her.
Yeah.
And you haven't bubble bathed with her.
I haven't. Really bubble bathed with a lot of people. I'm working on it.
Dude. Yeah, who have you bubble bathed with?
My own thoughts. I once read the Unabomber Manifesto in a bubble bath. I was like, he's making some points. That was a trippy book, though. Have you ever read? Of course not. You don't. Are you? You're not into.
The fuck do you mean? Of course not.
Okay, tell me yes or tell me no.
Ouch.
No. Yeah. Have you read the Unabomber Manifesto by Ted Kaczynski?
No, I haven't.
Of course not. Of course not.
I have not.
Okay.
I wouldn't, though. I wouldn't read it. I wouldn't listen to it.
No, audiobook?
Yeah. I can't read.
Like you.
I would listen to a podcast of someone else telling me about it.
Just reading it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll take a secondhand account, dude. I don't need to be that close to it.
Yeah.
Dude, we should get John Dollar to just do like a daily diary reading a chapter, an excerpt.
He has a good voice.
I listened to it.
Going back to that Nickelodeon documentary thing, that Brian Peck dude, when the story about everybody being at his house and in one of his rooms, he had a painting with a personalized note on the back from John Wayne Gacy.
Yeah.
He had a clown painting from John Wayne Gacy, and he was a pen pal with him and had like what did they say, like 70 letters?
Like 76 letters.
76 letters.
Pause.
That's not gay.
John Wayne Gacy is the serial killer.
Yes.
Who was a gay guy.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And he ate?
No.
He just killed. Serial killed.
Yeah.
Was he cool at all?
No.
You know, like Ted Bundy was kind of cool.
No. John Wayne Gacy just killed like pubescent boys.
But he was friends with fucking that guy.
Well, and that guy wasn't cool.
In jail.
In prison.
Yeah.
You know how people, you know how people like immortalize and idolize serial killers?
Yes.
This dude who was producing a children's show, or no, was vocal coach?
He
no,
was a vocal coach.
Vocal coach, but was a vocal coach like on a children's show, working closely one-on-one with children.
He got in touch with Gacy to get a painting from him?
And then became pen pals.
No, became pen pals with him and then got a painting from him. Like, was friends with him for so long, his friend was like,
we're just pointing out a big, fat red flag that a lot of people just didn't
get.
Bread?
Yeah.
Would you like some bread?
Yeah, if I was ever at a party and I found that, I would think you would say something.
Yeah.
He showed it to everyone.
Imagine if your babysitter had 76 text messages from Ted Bundy.
Yeah.
Or you'd be like, get the fuck away from my kids.
Yeah, or if I was like at this podcast room and you were like, there's a leg in the back that a plant's in, and I killed the guy to get the leg.
Well, I didn't kill the guy with the leg. He's a
you
nice, alive
he
man.
He gifted you the leg, right?
Yeah, he gifted me the leg.
Also, anything the 80s and the 90s, and I guess...
I haven't seen him since, is all I'm saying.
The 80s and the 90s and like the early 2000s were... chaos. So many things went unsaid.
Wrong?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fucked up. So crazy. Do better. We gotta do better.
We gotta do better.
But now
a queen killed a princess?
A queen killed a princess? What?
Diana. The queen killed Princess Diana.
I mean, a government killed a princess.
She's dead now. We don't have to whisper. Oh. They're both dead now.
That is wild,
who
though.
Killed Marilyn Monroe? Probably, it was probably
CIA.
An inside
CIA,
job.
Yeah,
for
sure.
For sure.
Oh, yeah.
She knew too much.
She did.
You don't fuck two Kennedys and not leave with secrets.
Yeah,
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is...
Those guys are known for talking.
It is not what you can do for my cock. It's what my cock can do for you.
Now sing me happy birthday again.
He was probably so pissed. He probably killed her. He was like, bitch, not in front of my family.
Oh, man.
That is wild, though. Like, so the 80s and the 90s, that's such an interesting thing, because I'm reading a book about the, you gave it to me, The Wild and Crazy Guys. It's the story of all the like big comics that got SNL and went on to become like huge movie stars. And they would have this private club in New York where it was, you could only come if you were invited. And they would have, you would have sex with women that were there. You would have unlimited drugs, unlimited booze. And people would just be high on coke playing blues there. And that's, obviously, if that happened today, you'd be like, who are these predators?
That happens today
how do I get in there?
The time. That happens today all of the time. There are sex clubs with websites and stuff in New York City.
There was a whole ass island.
Yeah, it's not like sex workers. It's like a consenting. It's like swingers parties, but a
club.
Yeah,
but that's different. That's like
That's a little different.
That's not the power dynamic. The power dynamic was these famous men could have anything they wanted. These famous people could have anything they wanted. Harvey Weinstein, perfect example. You could have anything you wanted, and he had so much power that people would just be like, just shut up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's disgusting.
But now we don't.
That's icky.
That's still kind of there, but everyone's like, it can't be there. Everyone's looking for it, and everyone's trying to like root it out, which is good.
Well, the wildest thing is that Dan Snyder guy was like, I think I'm ready to come back to children's TV, and it's like, no, we're, fuck you, we don't care.
No, we're fine.
Yeah,
they're
no.
Fine.
We don't want you back.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You fucking monster.
Come back to it?
Yeah, he's like recently, like I think they said it was like a couple years ago. He was like, I'm ready to come back to children's TV. And it's like, well, fucking suck a duck. I don't give a shit what you're ready for. You're not coming back.
So gross.
Yeah. If they hired him again.
For you, pal.
No, he's done.
If Nickelodeon did that, we would all have to go
Kevin
there.
Kevin Spacey's on his way back.
No,
he got acquitted in Europe. He got acquitted of all charges. And then he did that creepy ass fucking video. Do you guys remember that video he did? He came back, like, amid the allegations, he came back as Frank Underwood, being like, I'm not going anywhere. And now he's kind of in movies again.
Is he?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Uh-huh. A lot of, like, European films are hiring him. And
okay, he's not in movies here.
I don't know if we would ever let him back.
That's like when NBA players, like, retiring to play in China. Dude, that is not... That is exactly what it is.
He's
dude.
Back in a different way. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is wild. That's so wild. Yeah. So wild.
You got to find him in the international section on Tubi, dude. Yeah. On Tubi?
Next to the Dixie Chicks.
Oh. Well, now they're the chicks. They're
the chicks.
They also didn't do anything wrong.
I'm glad they came back. They didn't deserve, as a veteran, I don't think they deserved what.
No, of course not.
Yeah, and I liked their music because Earl had to die.
They literally just said what we were all thinking.
Yeah. Anti-war.
Yeah. No, I enjoyed their music a lot. I was upset because my grandpa took my CDs away. Mm.
What was your first CD ever?
I don't want to say.
Yeah, you do. I want to hear it.
The Bee Gees.
Oh.
Staying Alive, Staying Alive.
Interesting.
Yeah, that one. Whatever CD that is.
Mine was The Presidents of the United States of America.
On audio?
What?
No. The Presidents of the United States of America. Kitty in my foot and I want to touch it. I'm fucking 40. You guys don't know Love Sad Alone in a Bucky Marsh.
I've heard of this. It's they have those ceramic pots that they can play back from, like, and it plays. I'm making an old joke and it didn't translate.
No, so. I didn't.
Pull it up.
I can't believe you guys don't know who the presidents of the United States are.
I know some of them. All right.
My phone.
Okay. Yeah. I can play a song. We'll just cut the audio from the track.
I don't think I can hang out with you guys anymore.
What? I love music.
We'll visit you in your nursing home.
I'm too old. Jesus Christ.
Come on. You're not even old.
I'm not. But
come on. Pull out your iPhone 3 and let's see who this band is, dude.
Pull out your razor. Flip it open.
Presidents of the
United States. If I could, I would.
Okay.
Flip open that Sidekick.
It's a, what should, oh, Video Killed the Radio Star.
No.
I love wearing these flannels.
Because of the thing.
And flannels, because the flannels have these little fucking shirt pocket, like, eyeglass cleaners on the inside.
No way.
Dude, yeah, Dixons are sick, dude. Like, I, like, this one, actually, like, so they make a bunch of sick flannels.
And it's just a guy and his buddy, right?
Yeah, Danny Dixon, and then his buddy Chris, like, they basically have built this empire, dude, of just... wanted like some creative dudes that were like, we don't like the shit other people make, we want to make our own shit, and like, you know, they just wanted more flannels in the world, and they fucking make, now they make the best ones.
Yeah,
the snaps are so strong too, like I tried one on the other day and the snaps they snap together and they hold, which is so nice.
You're just locked into it.
Yeah,
they do those fancy flannels with the buttons and the snaps. They do these, like, the short sleeve, like the party shirts that I wear in the summers. I'm fucking short sleeves in the summers, flannels all winter, baby.
Do they have a straight jacket version that I can have? they make
they
a straight
some,
jacket
they
in
got
medium?
Some pinstripes. You know, they got some pinstripes. But, dude, their flannels, they have all those. They do these, like, custom collection ones. Like, they do, like, this is fucking the Quack. Dude, this is a fucking Mighty Ducks themed flannel.
Dude, that's sick. Right? That rips.
That rips. They do these horror themed ones. Like, this is the Gill Man based on, like, Creature from the Black Lagoon.
Mm.
Like, on the inside of the tags and buttons and stuff. Dude, this is the Venkman from Ghostbusters. Dude, look. It's got the Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man on the inside.
I loved
dude,
it.
This one is mine. This is my flannel. Dude, I got another one.
Does it have a cool tag too?
This is the Captain Autism flannel they made for me. That I shot my first special in. Dude, and when the special comes out, Dixon's releasing the Captain Autism flannel to go with the special.
So dope.
That's
dude,
dope.
Dude, they're amazing. We go back like 2 years at this point. Dude, they sponsored my special. They sponsor our podcast. Dude, I cannot recommend Dixon Flannel Company enough.
I like that.
I mean, ad aside, I really liked that thing we wore. You let me wear last night at Zany's.
The jacket
was so fucking comfortable.
Dude, there's some fucking beard butter back there. They do beard butter, like men's soaps, like the fancy smelling stuff, like all sorts of stuff, dude.
That's awesome.
Bah, 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 bah.
Get some Dixon on you.
Get your Dixon.
You got Dixon on you?
Grow your Dixon collection.
Oh, no. Put on Peaches. Here, I'll put on Peaches.
I got you.
Oh, okay.
We'll turn it up so you can hear it. We'll just cut this so it won't be on the podcast.
I can't believe you guys don't know this.
It sounds familiar.
Yeah, I feel like I remember eating an Eggo waffle to this song. Well, my mom was trying to get
country gonna some keef out of the grinder. Lot of peaches.
Okay, yeah.
Gonna eat a lot of peaches. Moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches.
From you a think that's code for ass?
They were put there by a man. It slaps.
This rips.
Oh, I know what you guys are listening to at Girls Night later.
Shade, moving to the country, gonna eat a lot of peaches. Moving to the country, I'm gonna eat me a lot of peaches. I can't believe you guys don't know this song.
I've heard this.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had some slippity slappity good time songs.
I like it.
Cool.
Well, yeah, that was...
Soon I'll be 41 and I'll just fucking keel over and die.
So you've been saying a lot like, I don't want to waste time. I don't want to bum about. Do you want to bear?
Children?
Witness?
Do you want to have a peach grove of your own one day?
I don't physically want to have a child.
You want to be part of a family that has children,
yeah.
though?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Sydney, do you want a surrogate? I don't want a matchmake, but...
I would never have a child, ever. I'm like terrified of childbirth.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll pass out.
Dude, you were made to bear children.
No, brother.
Mm-hmm. I was, too. Have you seen these hips? But I don't want to have... I don't want to physically have a child.
These hips lie.
Down to deliver babies.
There's this thing in Hawaii where if you, like, go on vacation in Hawaii, you can, like, rent... a shelter dog.
I thought you were going to say child for a second.
No, but that's where I'm going.
You can rent a shelter dog.
You can like rent a shelter dog while you're on vacation in Hawaii and like blah, blah, blah. And it like, I guess helps them with like adoption rates and stuff like that. Cause people are like, oh, this is such a well-behaved dog. And it's like, oh, this dog needs a home, you know, while it's walking around Hawaii.
Yeah, it's the same thing as what I'm. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
That's what I'm talking about. I want like a foster Airbnb.
Oh my god, I've been talking about a dog Airbnb forever.
Oh, what
cute it would be.
No, like we travel and stuff like that. Like hell yeah, like fly into a city, go like to a foster home or like a what you call it, like shelter, and be like, you guys are out of here for the weekend. Dude, weekend pass.
Yeah, let's just do that with Haku. Like,
yeah, but you would end up keeping the dog.
No, the point is to like hang out with a cool kid. And when people are like, oh my God, blah, 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 cool blah. They're kid. Like, is this your son? And be like, no, this kid is actually looking for a home.
Oh, I see what you're doing.
That's kind of weird. Though. Yeah. That's a little weird.
No, not like keep them like overnight. I'm not trying to be one of those creepy guys.
I don't mean that.
I mean like what's the movie with Sean William Scott and... I'm drawing a blank on the name. The movie where they have to do like the Big Brothers program thing.
Sandra Bullock.
No.
The Blind Side.
No.
Answer for everything.
Pacifier.
No. Role models. Role models.
Okay.
Oh. Like a role models kind of situation. But
Jane
on,
Lynch
like,
in that fucking movie, dude.
You're standing
over there. You're standing over there, and I don't know which way is up.
Dude, I like Jane Lynch so much. Dude, she's so funny.
I met her once, and she was so kind and so funny and so nice. I just loved her in that fucking movie, man. She's I loved her in the wonderful. Dog show, though, too. Yeah,
she's wonderful.
The dog show?
Can't bullshit
the dog
a
show. Show.
You're going to bullshit someone, you bullshit each other.
You can't bullshit.
You can't bullshit a bullshit.
She was so sexual with that guy, too.
Oh, my God. When she pushes the hot dog, she's like, what's that look like?
What's that look like?
She's a deeply unstable woman. I keep picturing like you would have armpit hair and you don't. It's very, I've never seen. There it is. Okay, I'm more comfortable now.
What's up, brother? No, I don't. I don't have armpit hair.
I've dated a girl with armpit hair, leg hair.
It grosses me out.
It doesn't bother me.
It makes, I don't know. I don't like it on myself.
The energy of the woman who would have body hair is attractive to me.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? It's like someone who doesn't give a fuck, beauty standard. Like when a lady doesn't wear makeup and she's comfortable, I'm like, you're hot. It's like a confident woman. I like that.
Yeah, absolutely. We love that. We have a no makeup makeup.
I quit wearing makeup a while ago. I just don't care.
I get it.
Fuck it. It really is. It just like breaks my skin out, honestly.
You have a good face, too.
Thank you, brother.
You got a face for radio.
My dad says the same thing.
It sounds like a good man.
You have a face for wanted posters.
No, my face is on the
You have a face
carton.
For news broadcasts.
Have you guys seen Thomas?
Your face is for 86, the bar. That's what it is.
Yeah, he can't come here anymore. I'm a sweet boy.
You are a sweet boy.
Yeah, I like you.
Thank you. I like you, too. You're very fun. And you're successful, which is so interesting. You've been able to, like, have...
Interesting? Like, it's so interesting how you made success.
No, I mean that. Like anytime you meet someone, like, there's so many people who, like, have kind of given up on any sort of ambition, and they're just, like, managing their life, which mad respect to the people that do that, because... Yeah.
It's fucking hard out here.
It's hard out here.
Yeah, it's so stressful.
Fucking kudos getting through it, and happy you're still with us.
And we will take your $5 a month on Patreon. You don't have to go out to Chili's this weekend. Okay, my point, though, is I came from that shit. But when you meet people who have, like my roommate is an actor, and he's, like, he's been on, like, Netflix shit. He's very talented, very charismatic. He just, when he's in social circles, he just shines. And he works hard, and he just has this hunger for something, and it puts him around beautiful people and beautiful opportunities. You have that too. Like, you've met all these people, and you've done all these things, and it feels like you have a lot of opportunities ahead for you. I admire that. I'm interested in that.
Yeah, it's hard. It's really fucking hard. And then the older you get, you kind of, not that my hustle is leaving, it's transforming into something different.
Settling into what your life path?
No, I don't know. I don't know. There's like, I think it's just,
legacy shit now.
Yeah, maybe.
It's legacy shit. It's like, what am I gonna? What I wanna build something or make something.
Yeah.
Or
what? Yeah, I think about like retirement a lot, and like I make decisions based off of my future self now, and I like see things of what I'll want in the future now more than I did before.
You think that's just like age, or just because you've been in it long enough that you've kind of like figured out what your kind of trajectory is going to be?
I think because I know I've been doing what I've been doing for 20 years, and that's a long time. And I don't want to do what I've been doing forever. I know that one day I'll wake up and I'll go, okay, I'm done. And I'm going to need something that I'll want to do instead of that.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to set myself up for that day.
What does that look like, though? Is it some sort of content, some sort of like project, some creative project?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I've been I'm like an artist, you know. So yeah, I think so. If that makes any sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Who the fuck knows? My advice though to anybody is to buy houses. No matter what you do, buy a house.
And if you can't buy, rent.
I've been renting forever, brother.
And if you can't rent, find a van.
Find a van.
Squat.
Build a commune.
Yeah. Are you like close with your family? Like, are they supportive of you like being as ambitious as you are?
I think I actually think I shocked everybody.
Yeah?
Yeah, because I was kind of a fuck up for a long time. Yeah.
That's why you needed that marriage. That marriage was like, I got to get the fuck out of this shit and do something different.
My 10-year relationship? Mm-hmm. I actually, it's funny because my therapist, when we went to couples counseling like that last year, after when I started going and seeing her after we broke up, she was like, how the fuck were you successful with somebody like that? I'm like, I don't even know. So I've just always been...
Driven.
Like, yeah, I've always been driven, but I was also, I'm also I like fuck things up, a self-sabotager. Mm. Not really so much anymore, but I did my 20s and like most of my 30s, I like really fucked my life up.
Yeah, I'm in that. I can't help it.
Yeah, no, I
know. What changed though? What did you learn that was like, all right, I got to cool it on this?
I think I realized that all the shit that has happened in my life, I didn't want it to define me in a negative way. I wanted to use it creatively. I wanted to use it creatively and like actually learn from the lessons and like push forward and learn and like always like learn and not settle.
Yeah.
Mm. I love that.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. No, genuinely, like I love like women, and not to be on the men women thing, but like women are in this generation so much better equipped for like your own individuality. Because it used to be like you settle in with the guy that's making it or whatever, and you just kind of like were in the side cart. But now it's like you could be the dude. You could be the motherfucker and like build the life that you want.
Yeah, I watched a lot of women in my life marry men, not because of money, but because of
comfort,
security.
And I kind of equate that to, I think that's why I never did marry so far in my life, and I never settled or depended on a man ever. And even like watching my mom recently, my mom got divorced a couple years ago and she had to start all over.
Friend of the pond.
And she
divorced. Friend of the divorce. Pond.
Divorce, babe. Divorce. And she had to like start all over. And I've watched a lot of my girlfriends like have to get divorced and start all over. And I just dodged that fucking bullet and never attached myself financially to anyone,
yeah.
Actually.
Yeah.
And now you're 40 and you got shit. So you're like, we want prenups. We want prenups.
I know. Now I'm like, actually, you can sign this motherfucker because you don't get to take all my shit.
No, we're doing this like yearbooks. Treatsies.
Hugs.
Yeah.
That's cool, though. I like that. Yeah. You did that yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful.
I sure did.
Yeah.
Let's get it, girl.
Yeah.
Let's get it.
Yeah.
That's so sick.
We, as like comics, we're kind of like in the same thing a little bit. It's like everything you have is your own, like, whatever it is. Like, it's just like you went out and you reached for it and you felt like with stand-up in particular, it's like you fail publicly every fucking night you bomb.
It felt like I failed publicly a couple times tonight, but that was just room.
Yeah.
No. It went great. It was just a very weird audience.
They were, that one bitch was drunk.
Oh my God. I was like,
oh God.
Sydney, I'm losing my mind. I need to, like, I'm not going to ruin this night for everybody and say something to her, but I was just like.
Oh, you weren't the drunk bitch?
You would think I would be. You would think.
You guys would be very
fun
at a show.
I would never heckle anybody or ever like yell fuck shit out. It's so fucking dumb.
She stood up a few times.
She was so
stupid. Mariana needs to stop bringing her mom to these. But yeah. So there was a drunk heckler at the.
I don't think she's a heckler. I think she was just trying to
participate.
Be included. I don't know.
Yeah, I think she
made
just
weird
drunk.
Mouth noises.
She was saying stupid. She was just being
obnoxious.
She was being a dumb bitch.
Yeah.
Woo girl.
Yeah, but no, just also in general, like the room had a very weird energy. Do you know what I mean? Like literally kind of like because it was an underwear show, it felt like a strip club where everyone was waiting for people to get fully naked.
Yeah, that felt weird.
Oh, really? Yeah. I didn't get that vibe.
Like, I felt that.
To us, it felt very tight.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, like there's rooms where everyone is there to laugh, and then there's rooms where people are like, what the fuck is this? And that felt more like a, what is this?
Yeah. Well, and there was that guy in the front row that was just taking photos of us. And
yeah, that was very weird.
I pointed him out.
That was very weird.
Did you?
Just like a guy in the audience.
Yeah, no,
like there was a professional photographer there for the show.
Who asked all of our consent if it was okay to be shot. And then there's just this weird fuck with the camera in the front row taking pictures of everyone.
No one told him to stop?
I asked, I don't know if he kept going after I brought it up. I was like, what are you doing here? Like, are you taking these for later? Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
But
he didn't stop.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, a good room, bad room. It's so interesting. Do you come to stand-up a lot? Do you like being around stand-up?
I do. I love it, especially from knowing him now. I've learned a lot.
Yeah.
And I've always loved comedy shows.
But you also work with, comics. And so you're around a lot of comics.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, but you've influenced me a lot more.
Yeah,
I've learned so much from you. You you adorable beardy fuck face.
I love AJ.
AJ, he's a sweet,
sweetie. He's a sweet boy. Oh, we know him. Sweet boy.
Ooh, that feels good.
We need to. Can we need to do? So okay, let me tell you this.
Oh, you
this
can produce a children's show for this me anytime.
All right, fine. No, but we're going to Austin in a few weeks, and we're gonna take the podcast down there.
Yeah, you are.
And I'm so stoked for
do
that.
Do a little kill tone.
Yeah, I'll do kill tone.
Maybe I should reach out to Laser and Cam and the boys and see. Sure.
Laser is so down. Laser's so down. Jessica Misitano is about to move to Austin, apparently. And like, there's gonna be a hub down there we can pop into.
I need to meet this bitch.
Dude, you would love. She's wild. You would either hate each other immediately or stay friends for the rest of your lives.
I hate a lot of people, so.
Y'all love each other then.
Yeah.
As long as you can give her a little bit of then y'all will be up to the races. She's so dark. She came on the podcast and
I can handle that.
Yeah, but a little bit of dark, a little bit of sass.
I see it. I see it.
God.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Mm-hmm. She also likes bubble baths. So.
Good.
Literally, the two of you together sounds like one of like a CBS comedy.
It does.
Like one broke girl.
Yeah. Two girls, one bank account. It's still y'all pooping in each other's mouths.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know. She's great, though. She's a great comic.
She is. She is.
She'll do good in Austin, then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's edgy, too.
Is she single?
Yeah.
She'll find a... every time I go to Austin, I'm
Cowboys like, love goth girls.
Oh, Austin's beautiful.
The men in Austin are so hot.
They're men. Nashville sucks because Nashville, you're either successful in industry or you're a loser. Maybe an interesting loser, but it's like that. Where Austin's like the industry's not really there, so it's just artists just grinding shit. Like it just feels more real down there. Hmm. Nashville's just LA.
No, it's not.
Tell me more.
I just don't, because I'm from LA, I don't think Nashville is LA.
It's not LA enough.
Well, nothing could be LA, just like nothing could be New York.
Yeah, but
just
it's like trying.
It's transitioning.
That is true, though. Keep going.
A little bit, but it's not. It can't be. It never will be.
It'll still keep trying.
Just because a city is getting growth and there's going to be like an entertainment hub doesn't mean that it's...
The entertainment hub
specifically is also a lot of people moving from LA to here and doing it LA style.
Yeah, and but that's what
Nashville. Yeah,
that'll change because Nashville is different because Nashville is Nashville.
Look, I used to live in Memphis, and this is a great analogy for what I'm feeling is like Memphis. There are talents there, like music and comedy, etc., and good movies have come out of Memphis. There's a talent there that no one will ever see. And because that's the reality, it's almost better. Where everyone comes to Nashville to be pretty and successful. And that kind of gets in the way of the artistry a little bit. And my point with Austin has never been industry. It's just artistry down there. Mm-hmm. And now it's getting some industry. And so I feel like there's going to be this big, you know, bloom down there. But I don't know. LA, you meet people and they're just like... I don't know. Everyone's just trying to. It's like the perception versus the reality. There's like a very big perception emphasis here. Mm-hmm. That's why I like AJ. AJ is like kind of transcends the perception because it's so unique. It's so like raw that people are like, oh, there's something really to this. And I feel like a lot of people get picked up either in music or stand up that it's just like, well, they check the boxes. You know, they're handsome. Yeah. They've got it. You know, we can make something out of this.
Yeah. But and I don't have to wear a sequin cowboy shirt.
You get to.
You could.
I get to. I'd look good as if I'd look so fucking good. I'd look fly. I'd look so fly.
Let's get a Dixon collab, dude.
That word's not dead. I stand
fly.
By that.
Fly. I like fly.
Gotta
like
stay fly.
I know. That's where so many people are like, you're not from here, are you? I'm like, oh, is it because I sound like a 16-year-old skater boy? I'm like, dude, that's sick as fuck, dude.
It's probably all the
Sydney says everything rips, dude. It's the same.
I say rips. That's
that's a comedy thing, though.
Man, that rips. Yeah, I love
rips. That rips.
That movie ripped.
I still say gnarly.
What people are you like closest to? Like, you're mostly in the industry of celebrities because you're doing the hair and makeup stuff. Mm-hmm. So you're kind of ancillary to that. But when you party, are you partying with them or are you partying with like people over here that you just fuck with?
Mm.
A mix of both?
I guess it depends. Probably both. I mean, I try not to mix business with pleasure, but I care too much about the people that I work with, so I
go
end
out.
Up getting close with mm-hmm. them.
Yeah,
I don't really go out, but I don't really party that much anymore.
Dude,
but
she's wealthy. She goes out different than we go out. Like she goes on like island vacations with celebrities.
And she's not bringing Voodoo Rangers to an open mic where they don't serve it.
$3 for half a buzz. That's a really good deal. I can get drunk on less than $10.
But all my, some of my closest friends are in the industry, but some of my other friends aren't. And I love, just having a bunch of my, real friends over.
Real friends, yes.
Taking mushrooms and swimming.
Yeah.
That sounds nice.
That's
a little shroomy.
That's a vibe.
Yeah, that's a vibe.
That's a vibe.
Spring out now. Mm-hmm. Springtime.
You can come swim at the pool?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Are we all moving in there? I can't move in.
Why?
I
have 3 acres. Just park something. I wouldn't even know you're there.
Oh! Yeah.
I will. Yeah. I swear to God, I will. Give me one.
You're going to talk this lady out of that RV entirely. It's not even registered. Just register it in your name.
You're still an RV.
You have to pay $5,000 in sales tax.
Oof.
That's why it's not registered.
No, make it a gift.
$5,000 in sales tax?
This woman, shout out, friend of the pod. I should say her real name. I won't. She hangs out at... Fuck, she's gonna watch this. All right, anyway,
don't throw her under the bus.
I'm not gonna throw her under the RV.
All
right, woo. Okay, so no matter how it happened, she ended up with an RV that she never registered because she couldn't. She gets things she can't really afford because people give her things, and she had to pay the sales tax on this vehicle, and it was $5,000. She didn't have $5,000, so she never registered it. But she wants to give it to us to travel in for a week in Austin.
Mm-hmm.
But we run the risk of driving an unregistered vehicle. And we're going to have weed, of course. We're going to have drugs in the car.
That's super sus.
It is sus. We shouldn't do it.
We shouldn't. No way, dude.
We can look into renting something.
I was just thinking, why don't you just rent? Yeah.
We can look into renting something.
Yeah.
We'd be so dope if we got a sponsor from Camping World.
Yeah, like an RV place.
That would be so sick. Oh my
God. On the road a lot. We need something like a tour bus. We can all hit the road
and
we're together.
And then you can just park it at the ranch.
Cash flow.
Bro.
Cash flow.
I don't have
AJ
RV money.
For 6 weeks. We don't have money. I'm so sorry.
Oh my God.
A little bit. Okay.
It wasn't even 6 weeks.
He's a giver. AJ's a giver. You are the sweetest man.
Oh,
him sweet.
I don't know how to say no situation.
Yeah. Yikes.
Shout out, friend of the pod.
That's the only time I've used that ironically.
Oh my God. All right. I wake up tomorrow and just be like, I smoked a lot of cigarettes last night.
You guys ready for brunch?
I know. You guys ready? Okay, let me tell you what I'm making tomorrow for brunch.
Okay.
That you're going to miss. I'm so sorry. But I'll cook for you another time.
Okay.
I'm making pancakes and Belgian waffles.
Mm.
I'm
going to
make a homemade quiche.
Mm.
I'll probably do an avocado toast or something. Mm. And then I'm going to fresh press juice.
What
juice?
I'm
going to
bring grapefruit. I'm going to pick up some mini donuts on the way
to put
on my penis.
Oh, I'm going to make cookies too. Oh, you don't need to bring anything, baby. Just your body.
And don't get the minis, man.
What do I need to bring?
I said they're for my penis.
You're already at my house.
Where's the donut you wish you had?
What's that?
Just help me make it.
Oh, I'll help you make it.
Dress
okay.
for the
I'll
penis
help
you
want,
make not
it.
The penis you have.
I only buy magnums, dog. There are I knew people in high school who would carry magnums in their wallet, and it's like,
please.
I've seen your dick.
Please.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you do? Someone's like, we should fuck. You have to swap it out for a smaller condom.
They just put their balls in it.
Yeah.
What are condoms?
I know, right?
Yeah, I couldn't tell you.
We should get a condom sponsor.
To not use them?
You raw dog? I wouldn't just bring it up, but you said two different things that made me think that.
No, I use condoms if I don't know the person. Shut up.
Like if you don't know their name?
No, like if it's not
if I've never seen him before.
If it's just a guy, I just randomly.
You guys missed the best joke. She's like, I use condoms if I don't know the person. She goes, shout out that person.
The pot will catch
it. The one guy that she's like, I don't know where you've been.
Yeah. I had a buddy though who would buy Magnums and it's just silly. Like, what do you do once you're in that situation?
He would buy. Did he need them?
Of course not.
Because you know this? Because you know what his penis looks like?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't.
I feel like those guys are never in that situation. That's why.
Oh, like they're not getting pussy?
Yeah.
He would get pussy, but you got to know you're going into it that you're going to disappoint him.
Did he keep a regular size condom inside the Magnum condom?
He had to. Just slightly
open. Just in his wallet. He leaves the bigger ring on the outside of the wallet, but there's a smaller one.
We grew up
inside.
Christian though, so maybe the girls didn't know that. He might have a Magnum condom and then pull out an average dick, and she's like, "It's so big." There's no way to know. There's no way to know.
But we could always FaceTime him and ask him.
Should we?
Yeah.
All right, we'll cut the pod.
Don't cut the pod.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Get him on the phone. Let's call him up.
You think belly button's awake?
Hey, man, sorry. Were you sleeping? We just had one question.
Yeah, well, you saw him in his underwear tonight.
About your less than average penis. Oh. We have questions about it.
What a fun evening.
Yes, yeah. And like you said, it is springtime, and I just posted spring dates. We added new tour dates. I'm not looking at them right now, but
Dallas, San Antonio, Dallas on the 18th, San Antonio.
I'm gonna pull it out
on the 19th.
Oklahoma I'm pulling it out.
City on the 20th.
Grandpa
you're at Zany's on the all 21st.
Right. 418 Dallas, Texas. 419 San Antonio. The two shows San Antonio. 420 Oklahoma City at the Pharmacy Dispensary. 421 Nashville Comedy Festival. Shake and Jake live crowd work show in the new room at Zany's, the lab. 424, April 24th, Chicago, Illinois, at Zany's Chicago. 55, Gig Harbor, Washington, Upper Peninsula, Seattle, what's up? And 54, Rip City Comedy Festival, Portland, Oregon, let's go. AJWilkerson.com for tickets.
Let's go. Grandpa Bar every Friday, 6 p.m. Also, first week of Minnesota, me and Thomas are coming to you live.
This week, babies.
We're doing a whole week in Minnesota. We're going to Duluth and Minnesota. We're going to play a bunch of different rooms, a bunch of different open mics. I might buy a van up there. If you have a van to sell, I need a van.
Give the boy a van.
Also, the Tard Pod is due in Texas. These guys are coming with me for Dallas and San Antonio and Oklahoma City, and we're probably going to go hang out in Austin for a couple of days before Dallas. So you may see us pop up somewhere in Austin.
Come on.
Yeah. Let's keep an eye out. Eyeballs out.
Join the Patreon. You miss out on the best shit. That's where we say all the stuff we're afraid to say on here.
It's true.
Do you guys put this on two different platforms?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the main episode is when all the drugs are away and we just are, you know, talking. There's Patreon is with there's pizza and there's weed and we're just kind of being bad.
Yeah.
Bad. You had that crazy story. I can't believe you said that publicly.
And I'll say it again. Okay.
only on the Patreon. Yeah. I cannot.
The Schindler's List portion of the conversation is only on Patreon. So
for sure.
You can just spend $5 and then cancel if it sucks, but
it's not gonna.
Well, we're getting better.
<That's pretty good.
laughs> All right, this seems like a good time to wrap, yeah?
Let's wrap it.
All right, thank you for coming on the pod.
Yes.
And,
yes.
Also, do you have a website, socials, things you would like to plug?
Absolutely
nothing?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
Nothing. We'll plug
successful
it for.
People keep their business private, so fucking mind yours. Yeah, follow us.
I disappear after this.
Stay fly, guys.
We're gonna go bubble bath.
Damn it.
I got one at the end, brother.
That's so funny.
What in tarnation?
How do my tits look, though? Let's be honest.
If you could fluff them a little, there you go.
I really want
Thomas. That's perfect.
I really want to go grab a sauce bowl.
I don't need a sauce bowl. I'm not hungry.
But I'll get it. What do we need? A sauce bowl?
Well, you're a ham and pineapple girl.
Why don't we just sauce it?
That is everything I need to know about you.
Is that bad?
I don't know what it means.
Come on, dog.
Tell me you did.
If you guys ever kiss on the mouth and I miss it, I'm going to...
It was on the podcast.
They already have. I saw it.
Like a really close shot.
You want a pizza? Pizza?
Oh, my God. I'll have one after.
Okay.
Can I have your dick later?
Thank you. Oh, we'll see how thank you. Where did you get that from?
The dicks.
That's where the dicks have been. All
right, here
I don't care.
We'll this is a great looking Zaza.
Andrew,
yeah.
I wish you could headphones. I know you hate it.
I hate it.
What?
Okay.
You don't have
you
to
have
wear
headphones
them.
On all the time.
Mm.
You're kidding me.
I put headphones on to not talk to people. So when I put headphones on, I zone the fuck out.
Okay. What a complicated gentleman you are that I admire so much. Can I dip in your dip?
Yeah, let me just fucking clear this.
We're friends, right? I can dip in your dip?
We're friends. There you go.
That was such a good song.
What the fuck is this?
Hmm?
There's piano playing.
Cocaine dust? Oh.
There's
what's the difference, babe?
With what?
Just two ranches?
This one's a little low.
Oh.
I thought.
What if we want run out?
It's so Midwestern.
No, it's okay. No, you panicked. It's fine.
I did panic. I have two pieces of pizza that I...
Oh, my God. You're so unhinged.
Double fisting pies, dude.
Another episode of What in Tarnation, baby.
I did.